Nakausap ng ahensya ng United Nations sa Greece, ang UNHCR, ang 41 nakaligtas sa pagkalunod na mula sa Somalia, Ethiopia, Egypt at Sudan na nagsabing aabot sa 500 pasahero ang namatay habang tumatawid sa karagatan ng Mediterranean. Sinabi ng mga miyembro ng grupo na nauna silang umalis sa Libya sa isang bangkang may 200 pasahero at pagkatapos maglakbay ng ilang oras, inutusan sila ng mga smugglers na lumipat sa isang mas malaking barko na mayroon ng lamang 100 pasahero. Sinabi ng UNHCR na sa kahabaan ng paglilipat, ang mas malaking barko ay tumagilid, tumaob at lumubog na pumatay ng 100 tao. Sinabi ng tagapagsalitang William Spindler na ang mga kwento ng mga nakaligtas ay paalaala ng nangyayari halos araw-araw sa Mediterranean.
It's not clear how many people were on the boat when it sank. Eyewitness accounts talk about up to 500 people, women, children, men. We don't know exactly how many were there on that boat, and they have now disappeared from the face of the earth. This is another example of what is happening almost on a daily basis in the Mediterranean.
Sinabi ng ahensya na ang mga nakaligtas, 37 lalaki, 3 babae at isang 3 taong bata ay nailigtas ng isang merchant ship at dinala sa Greece noong 16 ng Abril. Sinabi nila na kasama sila ng 100 tao na naglakbay mula Libya noong 1 linggo patungong Italy. Pagkatapos ng ilang oras sa dagat, di umano'y sinubukan ng mga smugglers na ilipat sila sa isang mas malaking barko na puno na ng maraming migrante. Isa sa mga nakaligtas, ang Somalian Khalid Omar Dudi, ang nagsabi sa Al Jazeera ng dinaanan nilang kahirapan.
There were 2 boats, a small and a large one. I was in the small one, my friends were in the large one. When we were about to get on the big boat, it sank. All my friends died. My cousin was one of them. They were my friends. We started the trip together at home and we traveled together until we got on the boat in Libya.
Nakaligtas din sa trahedya ang Egyptian Omar Khalid Ayun.
They told us we would take the boat from Libya. First we took a motorboat, which took us to a small boat, which then took us onto another larger one. We traveled overnight, and on the second night, the small boat arrived again with food and more passengers. As they tried to board the boat, it capsized. Those who were able to swam. We kept shouting, "Help, help," until a rescue ship arrived. The Italian Red Cross told us to board a boat. That boat brought us to Greece.
Ang balitang ito ay lumabas 12 buwan pagkatapos ng isa sa pinakamalubhang aksidente sa Mediterranean nang ang tinatayang 800 migrante ay nalunod sa baybayin ng Libya pagkatapos na bumangga ang kanilang sinasakyang pangingis ng barko sa isang merchant ship na sumusubok na iligtas sila. Umaasa si William Spindler ng UNHCR sa panibagong pagdating ng mga migranteng nagtatangkang tumawid sa parehong paraan.
We fear that this is the beginning of good season. The weather is getting better in the Mediterranean and more people will attempt to cross. We have seen already the numbers of people trying increase and we fear that further loss of life will be inevitable.
Ayon naman sa International Organization for Migration, halos 180,000 tao ang maaaring nakatawid na sa karagatang nasa pagitan ng Europa at Afrika sa taong ito, na kung saan daan-daang iba pa ang nakumpirmang namatay o nawawala.